This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Bunny Michael, and you're listening to EXO Higher Self, Advice and Healing, the podcast where you ask me for advice and I help get you to the place within yourself where you already have the answer. The truth is, we all have a deep wisdom inside of us that's not easy to access in a world of trauma, chaos, and bias conditioning. Connecting with your higher self is the process of peeling back those layers to recognize you've always been enough and you deserve so much more than you realize. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited for this episode because it's about friendship. And I always love an opportunity to talk about adult friendship on this podcast because it's such an important part of our lives. And I've said this before and I will say it again, that most people want more friends. And yet at the same time, most people feel like they can't make more friends or like they shouldn't try. And it's really sad because there's a lot of people who want friends and it can feel hard in our technology age and to feel isolated and alone or to feel like maybe you already assume you know somebody doesn't want to be your friend just based on them seeming to have a great life on social media. They don't need you, right? You know, and we tell ourselves all of these stories, but our friendship really is one of the greatest gifts we have to offer in this world. But we have to offer it. We can't just sit there and wait. We actually have to put the effort in. And this is something I'm always working on because it's my tendency to get very insular, even when I actually do want connection. It's okay to be solitary. It's okay to be somebody who likes to be alone. That's beautiful. But sometimes we do it because we think we don't have a choice, but we do. A lot of people would love to be your friend. And that's the message of this episode. All right, let's get to the question.
Hi, Bunny. I am a huge fan of your show and it's really helped me a lot. So thank you so much for everything that you do. Today, I'm calling with a question about developing close relationships with others and my struggles to do so. About a few years ago, I started going to therapy and I started my healing journey, and it's been really great. But also with that, kind of all my close relationships in my life have changed, and some of those were more intentional, like I just was no longer in alignment with those people, and some of them it was just life kind of happening and people growing in different directions. And I'm gotten to a place where my life feels very kind of lonely. I just don't have any close relationships I can turn to for support. My family is not really a place where I can seek support or closeness. And I really haven't done any dating in the last few years, mainly because I thought my best romantic relationships have always developed on the foundation of a friendship. So I would seek friendship first and hopefully or maybe find romantic relationships from that. But about a year ago, I made it like my central mission to put myself out there and go to more social events and really attempt to grow the connections in my life. And after a year of doing that and reflecting back, what I've realized is I now have a really wide net of these like surface level acquaintances. And, you know, that process of putting myself out there, I definitely learned a lot in it. And it was good for a lot of reasons. You know, my confidence grew. I felt very independent being able to go to these social events alone and just talk to people. But I'm not really any closer to having that sense of like intimacy and closeness with people. And now it's kind of starting to have the opposite effect on me, because in my attempts to build closeness from these surface level relationships, my approach has always been to like open the floor for the other person to share about themselves and kind of give them like a safe space to be themselves. And in my heart, I always feel like, oh, that's, if I open that up for them, that is going to be reciprocated and opened up for me. And then it'll be like this mutual exchange and mutual like gaining closeness. And I'm really, after trying that for, you know, a year, I'm seeing that it just doesn't work out like that, or it hasn't worked out like that. And I feel like people take that opportunity and they take and take, and it's never reciprocated back. So that's why it's starting to have the opposite effect, because in this, you know, enhanced solitude I've had in the last few years, I have gained a sense of peace with my aloneness and comfort in it. So I often find myself leaving these social events with these like surface level acquaintances, just feeling more drained, feeling like people took from me emotionally, but nobody was feeding it back to me. And I don't like that I am developing this like cynical approach towards people, but I don't know what the higher self perspective takeaway is from this, or is there a lesson that I'm meaning to learn from this that I'm not seeing? I'm not sure, because I know as a human, I need closeness, I need belonging, I want to feel like I know people on a deep level, and I want to feel like others know me on a deep level. But it just seems like a lot of people don't have the capacity to hold space for other people's emotions, maybe in the way that I can. And I don't know. I don't know how to find what I'm looking for while also protecting myself and not being drained so much by these interactions. And I don't want to become someone who just seeks my own solitude. Like, I don't want to fall into that trap, but I have wondered if maybe my life is just going to have more solitude in it than the average person due to my struggles with creating close relationships. So I'd love to hear your thoughts and hear the higher self perspective, because it definitely starts to weigh on me after a while. Like, I can find comfort and peace in being alone, but sometimes I do want and need other people. And yeah, it starts to weigh on me. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks again for everything you do. You're awesome. Bye.
Hey, babe. I think in this day and age, it is challenging to find real authentic connection, especially if you've kind of grown out of unhealthy relationships and toxic patterns, and you really take care of yourself and you really enjoy being alone. I mean, I relate to feeling this way a lot of the times. You said that your approach to friendship has been to open the floor to the other person to open up emotionally, and then you expecting that to be reciprocated. But it seems like people just keep taking. And what I kind of want to pose is to flip the idea in your mind, because right now you see the person opening up emotionally is taking, while the person who is listening and being there for the other person is giving. But it could also be seen the opposite way, that your so-called surface friends are opening up to you, and in many ways, that's very giving. It's giving their vulnerability, It's giving you their authenticity. It's trusting you with their feelings. And you not opening up because you do not perceive them opening the floor up to you is taking, taking their vulnerability without that being enough of a green light for you to be honest and vulnerable about what's going on with you. And I also want to remind you that what you see as opening up the floor might not be the same for other people. You might see these as surface relationships, but are your friends, these friends, keeping it surface because they're the ones opening up? They're not being surface. They're getting deep about themselves, about their life. You might be the only person that they told that story to or asked advice about or thought could help. Lots of times people perceive the person who has volunteered as kind of the giver role or the helper role in relationships as someone who doesn't need help, especially if they are already somebody who might not be as good in that role or doesn't have a lot of experience in that role or doesn't feel as confident in that role, especially with somebody who seems to, you know, have their shit together. You know, in addition to me doing this podcast where I give advice, I tend to take on that role in my friendships. I will be on the phone with a friend for hours talking about their stuff. And I really shine. I really shine in that place. But then my friend will be like, "How are you?" I'll be like, "I'm good." You know, I just don't really feel like I have the green light, you know, because we've been talking about their stuff and maybe they don't have the capacity because they're so wrapped up, right? Now, of course, not every one of our relationships and your relationship is going to be a great connection. Not everybody is going to be the type of person that you're looking for. But I think this approach you have to kind of wait for an invitation from other people to open up the floor to you the same way that you do it might actually be hindering those deeper connections. Because everyone has different skill sets when it comes to friendships. And no one is perfect. Sometimes building closeness happens from you saying, "Hey," sometimes it feels like you're not there for me in the same way I'm there for you. Or, "Hey, you know, it's hard for me to open it up unless you pry into my life." Or literally calling a friend and right off the bat being like, "I'm having a hard day. Can we go for ice cream? I really need to vent." The truth is we often expect people to see things the way we see it, but for a number of reasons, they just don't or won't until we actually show them the way we see it. It seems to me that you tend to be a planner. You know, you approach things from a certain level of strategy. For example, you approach dating that there needs to be friendship first and then a romantic connection. And then with friendship, you have this approach where you kind of give them a safe space. But if they don't respond the way you want them to, it kind of puts you into this judgmental perspective, like they don't care or aren't as deep or don't want to be close. So why even bother? On another level, is it really a safe space if however they respond to you isn't good enough? Sometimes thinking you know how a relationship is supposed to form is a bit of a tunnel vision. And you might miss a really great friend or a really great lover who has a different approach to life in relationships or has different ways of getting to know another person. You absolutely deserve friends who support you. You absolutely deserve friends who show up, who are interested in your life, who want to know what's going on with you. But it also requires you opening up and being vulnerable too. It requires you getting out of your comfort zone. And you've already done that in a lot of ways. Like you're doing the social thing, which is awesome. It's awesome and brave. Trust me, I admire you a lot for that. But when you want the intimacy and the closeness, it's not just about hearing other people. It's also about making space for yourself, for your insecurities, your fears, your thoughts, your dreams, your hopes, your anxieties. Because lots of times people are not going to assume that you're struggling or that you need their support. So, babe, all I'm saying is that you've had an approach. It's not working. You might try a different one, or you might be open to somebody else's. Lots of times we meet people and they surprise us. You know, we make a lot of assumptions based on something they did because that's how we understand it. But really, people are very different. If you live by me, I'd be your friend. For sure. And I know it's not easy. I know it's not. But you're worth it. And I guarantee you, there are really amazing, loving, beautiful people out there who are ready and willing to be there for you. All right, babe. Take care. You know what one of my dreams is? Like, at some point, I want to facilitate some higher self get-togethers. That's one of my dreams. I want to have like a space. I want a place for people to meet IRL, not on Zoom, not as much as that's fine and nice and everything. Like, I want to meet y'all. I want to meet you. And I'm hoping that, you know, when the book comes out and I do some book talks and tours, I can set some stuff up. But I really want to meet you guys. Like, I want to have a tea party, or I want to, I don't know, have a luncheon or something. Like, I want us all to like meet. I'm hoping to do a book tour and be able to see people in different cities and stuff like that. But I know how it is. I know it's hard sometimes. I know it can feel isolating to be a grown up in this world can feel very isolating. But the truth is, we actually are all very connected. There's so many of us. There's so many amazing people out here just trying to do their best, trying to be loving, take care of themselves. There's so many of us. So don't give up hope on each other. Thank you so much for being part of this community. It means everything to me. I love you, and so does your higher self. I'll see you next time. Bye.